I'm Jim Bertel. The United States has pulled out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty after the Russians refused to destroy their new missiles that NATO says violate the pact. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russia is solely responsible for the treaty's demise. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
So it is very serious that we see the demise of the INF Treaty today, but I still believe it is possible to reach agreements with Russia on arms control, because in the long run it will also benefit them, it will benefit us all to avoid a new arms race.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is hopeful a new agreement can be made to replace the historic Cold War pact. North Korea fired a fresh round of weapons into the sea off its east coast early Friday. U.S. officials say the weapons appeared to be short-range ballistic missiles that did not threaten North America. North Korea has test-fired at least six short-range weapons over the past 8 days. Japan has removed South Korea from a list of its preferred trading partners. This is a major escalation in a trade dispute rooted in historical tensions. On Friday, the cabinet of Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe approved plans to remove South Korea from its preferred trade status list. South Korea expressed deep regret over the decision and promised a resolute response. A powerful earthquake off the Indonesian island of Java has rattled the capital, Jakarta, but there appear to have been no major casualties or damage. A tsunami warning after the quake was later canceled. Indonesia has a history of devastating earthquakes and tsunamis. The Indian Ocean tsunami of 2004 killed 170,000 people on the Indonesian island of Sumatra. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S.-China trade war is intensifying after President Trump said he is imposing an additional 10% tariff on some Chinese